This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Authorities in Afghanistan on Saturday enforced an indefinite nighttime curfew across most of the country as government forces struggled to curb Taliban advances. A spokesperson for the Afghan Interior Ministry told VOA that all provinces have been placed under the 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. curfew, with the exception of Kabul, Nangarhar, and Panjshir provinces. The Islamist insurgent group has made rapid battlefield gains in recent weeks, bringing it close to the capital cities of all 34 Afghan provinces and the nation's capital, Kabul. The Taliban unleashed a widespread offensive in early May when the United States and NATO allies began pulling their last remaining troops out of Afghanistan. Since then, the insurgents have overrun more than half of roughly 420 Afghan districts without a fight in many cases. The former head of the Guatemalan Special Prosecutor's Office Against Impunity, Juan Francisco Sandoval, left the country early Saturday morning, according to the country's human rights ombudsman. The ombudsman, Jordan Rodas, told the Reuters news agency he left in the early hours of Saturday. The decision was made to safeguard his life. Guatemala's attorney general removed the internationally known graft prosecutor from his post Friday as head of the anti-corruption unit, prompting U.S. criticism that the move was a setback to the rule of law. The unit was originally created to tackle investigations spearheaded by the U.N.-backed International Commission Against Impunity in Guatemala, which was ousted from the country in 2019. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Tanzania on Saturday received its first batch of 1 million Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccines donated by the United States government. The African nation had been among the few countries on the continent yet to receive vaccines or start vaccinating its population, mainly because its former leader had claimed prayer had defeated COVID-19 in the country. The Foreign Affairs Minister and U.S. Ambassador Donald J. Wright greeted the vaccines at the airport in Dar es Salaam.
This will not be the last vaccine that comes from the United States. There will be additional vaccine coming to Tanzania through a generous donation by the United States government and the U.S. people.
Former Tanzanian President John Magufuli, who died in March, had refused to accept vaccines after he claimed 3 days of prayer had healed the country of the virus in June of last year. Magufuli's deputy, Samia Suluhu Hassan, took over as president in line with the country's constitution and has reversed Tanzania's practice of denying COVID-19's spread in the East African country. The number of new COVID-19 cases across the United States has tripled in the past month, yet several states have scaled back their reporting on the virus. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The quick spread of the Delta variant among unvaccinated people has pushed the average number of new COVID-19 cases from less than 12,000 a day nationwide a month ago to nearly 38,000 this week. But Florida, Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota are now reporting their numbers weekly rather than daily, complicating efforts to track the summer surge. In Nebraska, the state actually stopped reporting on the virus altogether for 2 weeks after Governor Pete Ricketts declared an end to the official virus emergency. And while some officials describe the moves as part of a return to normal, Florida has seen a 65% jump in hospitalizations this week. I'm Ben Thomas.
Rescue teams in India struggled through thick sludge and debris Saturday to reach dozens of submerged homes as the death toll from landslides and accidents caused by torrential monsoon rains rose to 125. Western India has been hit by the heaviest rain in July in 4 decades, according to experts. Downpours lasting several days have severely affected the lives of hundreds of thousands of people, while major rivers are in danger of bursting their banks. Parts of India's west coast have received up to 594 millimeters of rain, forcing authorities to move people out of vulnerable areas as they released water from dams that were about to overflow. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.